Saturday was World Suicide Prevention Day. I'm Gillian McDade, and all this week on Q Radio, we're speaking to people affected by suicide. Deirdre lost her son, Connor. She's been receiving support from the Dungannon-based Niamh Louise Foundation. The foundation provides a safe place for those bereaved or those with troubled thoughts. Deirdre told me the loss of her son has destroyed her family.
He spent a lot of time in the gym. He loved going to the gym. That was the one place actually where he was very happy and very comfortable. Everyone there just loved him. He just really talked to everyone, and they all knew him. And you know, he was just like a big 20-year-old normal big fella that just wanted to tone his body. And well, in my opinion, I'm his mummy, so I'm biased, but he was gorgeous. He was just a lovely big lad. So
and he was one of two children.
So our story really is, it's sad, just like any other, you know, every other family. It's just devastating. We never ever thought that suicide would ever affect our family at all.
Do you ever think back to the moment when you maybe got the phone call or realised?
All the time, every day, Gillian, every single day. It's just that imagery still there. Well, what happened was, my husband and I went to Donegal for the weekend. It was actually Mother's Day weekend. We'd left on Friday evening and we planned to stay on Monday, which we did do. So Mother's Day was on the Sunday, just the day before we came home, and I was chatting away to Connor, and I was so proud of him. He had made dinner for my mum, his granny, and he was in good form, and there wasn't any issue at all. It was just great. He was, you know, can't wait to see you, Mum, and I've got to be surprised. Apparently you'd bought a rosé and the wine for me, of wine in the fridge for me whenever I came home. So no cause to worry at all. So we came home on the Monday. Now, 2 weeks prior to that, our daughter had got married. We hadn't any worries, really. We didn't think we had any worries about Connor, because he had just moved into a little self-contained house of his own just 4 weeks prior to the wedding. And life was good. We, for the first time, my husband and myself just thought that everything was good, you know. So we came home on the Monday, and our daughter had just come home from their honeymoon. So we were happy enough. We were talking about the wedding and looking at photographs, and you know, we were very happy. But in the back of my mind, I was thinking, oh, I must phone Connor, because I hadn't spoken to him since Sunday. So, and I would always have spoken to him every day. So I didn't. It was done too late. And the next day on Tuesday, I was at work and my husband was off. He wasn't working. And he had phoned to ask me during my lunch break, had I had any contact, had Connor phoned? And I said, no, I haven't heard from him. So my husband was trying to get into Connor's house to level his new washing machine for him. And he couldn't get in. So this went on and on, and I came home from work, still no word from Connor. Anyway, eventually it came to evening time, and I was getting particularly worried. We were all getting particularly worried.
As any mother would.
Absolutely. We had a spare key for the house, which we never ever used. We never had really intended to use, but in this particular day, we were so concerned for him. We went up to his house, and there wasn't any sign of any, you know, there was no lights on or anything. It was about 6:30 on a Tuesday evening, and Anthony opened the front door with the key, and he went in, and Connor had taken his own life.
Do you remember that?
Vividly, and
what was your immediate reaction?
I'd got a rush. I think I remember this rush of blood, or just this rush to my head, and I thought my head was going to explode. I just collapsed outside, and just from that moment on, it was total devastation.
Ripped the family apart.
Just completely shattered us. I just, even thinking about it now, it's just so unreal. It just doesn't even feel, you know, it's like a dream almost, Gillian.
Almost,
you know?
Feel like he's going to come back.
I just feel every day he's going to be running down our stairs at home, you know, and just because that's what he did. He used to run everywhere, and he would have lifted me and hugged me and said, oh, Ma, you know, I love you. And you know, just miss that, and I just think he's going, you know, he's going, you know, he's just going to always be there, you know. But anyway, our family were just so shocked and just torn, and it was just, I just didn't know what to do. Anyway, we got through the funeral, and we got through the wake and the funeral, and we were just didn't know. It was just so devastating. Just didn't know. People were there. They were so good to us. And as the days and the weeks just passed, we just were shattered. We just didn't. Just every part of us was falling apart.
It's almost as if you're living in a parallel world.
Totally, absolutely. It's just so unreal. We were just really quite sick. A whole lot of us, we were physically and emotionally just wrecked. I mean, the physical pain that we had, every one of us walking around with this sort of weight on our chests, and we thought we were, you know, I thought, seriously, I really thought I was going to have a heart attack. But the doctor just told us that it was just the trauma, you know, it was just our chests had tightened and it was causing the physical pain. So anyway, a few weeks passed, and we were still in the same state. None of us, we just didn't know what to do. We had nobody to turn to. We had nobody to help us, really, except our friends and our family. And so Anthony went on to the website to see if he could just see if there was anybody at all that could help us.
So we were desperate at this
point. We were totally, absolutely desperate. And sick, really sick. And we needed help from somebody. You know, the family needed help from somebody. So eventually Anthony discovered the Neve Louise Foundation. And he had heard somewhere away, you know, he'd remembered something about it way back, you know, a few years ago. He'd remembered the story about the lady who had lost her daughter, who was only 15, and, you know, it was such a sad story, and it was actually programmed on the television, he'd remembered. So he made an appointment to see Catherine. As it turns out, Catherine McBennett was the lady that he'd remembered. So he came down to the foundation, and I'll never forget it, it was a Friday afternoon, and he made an appointment for 2 o'clock. And he said he didn't know how long he'd be, or if indeed he'd be able to talk, or he just didn't know. So 5:30 came and he still wasn't home. And I thought, I phoned him and I said, you know, are you okay? And he said, you wouldn't believe this, did you? But I'm still here. I'm still with Catherine. I'm still talking to her. And he says, this is the lady. This is the right place for us to go. I know now where we're going to get help. And it turned out that spent 3.5 hours with Catherine. He'd laughed and he'd cried, and she was just so, she
knew exactly what you were suffering.
Absolutely, just could empathise, understood, could talk to him about the pain. Mm-hmm. We then made an appointment for Monday, and we came down to the foundation, and we have been, that was 4 weeks after Connor died, and Connor died on the 1st of April 2014. And we've been coming to the foundation since then, and they're still supporting us.
Brilliant.
Now, and we just couldn't have done it without them.
No.
So really the message is, you know, that there is hope out there. There is somewhere to go. There's somebody that can actually help people that are in crisis. Just not even, well, for people like us who are bereaved parents, bereaved through suicide.
The loss of a child is particularly painful.
It's just unbearable.
Child you've given birth to is,
it's just unbearable, Gillian. You just can't even explain it. It's just you just can't even describe the pain.
It just leaves a terrible hole in your life.
Just, part of me is just gone, and part of us, our family's gone, and we're still trying to come to terms with it.
I suppose it'll never leave you, that terrible heartache.
I don't think it will. I think, you know, as people say, and they have said right from the very start, you know, You learn to live without Connor. You learn to he'll still feel the loss, but you learn to be able to cope without Connor, you know, in your life. But he'll still be there. He'll still be part of me. He'll always be part of me. But I think, you know, if we hadn't had Neve Louise Foundation, we wouldn't be where we are today. You know, we wouldn't have been able to have got through it as well as we have. you know, by me speaking today to you, that people will listen, and that the stigma, you know, won't be as...
If there's anyone out there that's listened to this, they can come forward, come to the Neve Louise Foundation, get in touch with them, the website, phone number.
Absolutely.
It's all there, the information's there.
It's the right place. It's the right place to be in any crisis. We meet up every Wednesday for a coffee morning, and we've met people here that we'll be lifelong friends with, so part of an extended family almost, and we all help each other. You know, we're all part of a recovery group that are so bonded, and you know, we just all feel for each other. We'll be lifelong friends, you know, and we're all sort of supporting each other in our recovery.
If you've been affected by any of these issues, the Samaritans helpline number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number is 116 123.